Hey, thanks for dropping around. This is Michael Kerr, and you are listening to, oh yes, it's another edition of Humor at Work. So as I'm doing the old podcast here, it is the start of another year, the beginning of 2018. So happy new year, everyone. Happy 2018. Have you made your resolutions yet? Have you broken your resolutions yet? Something like only 8% of people actually achieve their resolutions. And I know I'm one of those who, like within half an hour, broke one of my resolutions. I won't tell you what it is because it's a little embarrassing, but it took me half an hour. So here are a few thoughts on the fine art of resolving to resolve your revolving resolutions. According to several goal-setting experts, it's easier to create anti-resolutions. Commit to things you want to stop doing rather than things you want to start doing. So, for example, they suggest rather than setting a resolution to eat healthier, it's actually easier and you have a better chance of success if you list the foods you're going to stop eating. It's more specific and you have a better chance of actually doing that. Second thought, according to a survey asking people what their company's New Year's resolution should be if their company made one, the number one answer was to create a climate of respect from top to bottom of the organization. So how would you and your teammates answer that question? If your company, your workplace, your team made a resolution, what would it be? What should it be? At Microsoft, employees don't set resolutions, they set public commitments, because that's how we have to treat them. They're commitments, not promises, not resolutions, they're commitments, and they set them publicly, and they create these commitments in consultation with their peers and supervisors, thus substantially increasing their odds of achieving them. Dozens of studies show that when you visualize exactly where and when you will be, when you do whatever it is you need to get done, people are far more successful at achieving their goals. So visualize exactly where and exactly when. Make it fun. Work made fun gets done. And finally, here are five keys to keeping resolutions according to people who annoyingly actually keep them. Create a strong why, in other words, a really compelling reason, a strong sense of purpose for doing it. Make small changes, incremental changes. Don't try to do everything overnight. Don't try to eat the elephant all in one bite. Write the resolution down every day, find accountability partners, and make it difficult for you to fail. Whatever you resolve to do this year, I wish you loads of success, joy, and fun in the new year. And now my fun at work tip, create a collective dream board at work to encourage everyone to support each other's dreams. You could do one virtually, online, or create a central board where everyone on your team or in your workplace lists their top 1 to 3 goals, dreams, aspirations for the year. By publicly sharing your dreams for the year, everyone has a better chance of achieving them. And sharing them helps raise awareness so that other team members who have experience related to that goal can offer advice, support, or resources. And the quote of the week, my New Year's resolution is to stop hanging out with people who keep asking me about my New Year's resolutions. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, here are some of the stupidest reasons people phoned a 911 call center in British Columbia this past year. Number one, to complain that a salon won't change their nail polish color. Number two, to complain a car is refusing to move forward at a gas pump. Number three, to report a restaurant won't give it a refund for inedible food. To gripe that someone else parked in their parking spot. To ask if a sign that says a washroom is closed is legitimate. To inquire about whether raccoons are dangerous or not. To ask if it's illegal to wash clothes at 6 a.m. And to double check the time after daylight saving time ends in the fall. People, 911 calls, you know, they're for emergencies. These are not emergencies. These really are stupid reasons. So maybe let's collectively resolve to have a valid reason for phoning 911 so we're not endangering other people's lives. Well, until next time, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.